Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we have part two of our interview with former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, and it is fascinating, plus Liz McMenamin and Greg Westfall of the DEA. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
You're driving along, and out of nowhere, boom, there's a billboard. Free fruitcake plus a pooch equals a health insurance plan for just $29.99.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
What's some tax?
On Harry Reid's watch, Nevada's unemployment rate has shot past 14%, highest in the country. Our foreclosure rate is highest in the nation. Home values have dropped almost 50%. Those aren't just numbers. They're people who've lost their jobs, families who've lost their homes. Harry Reid's dragged Nevada down to perhaps its lowest point ever. And he wants to call me an extremist? I'm Sharon Engel, and I approve this message.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Which brings me to my world, radio. Kick it. Swindle fraud and ripoff ain't no jive. You get a year's worth of free fruitcake, a pooch, and a family health insurance plan for just $29.95.
A reenactment not far from the truth. Question the company and their plan.
This segment is sponsored by Scott Craigie. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Again, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. The reason that you've been traveling around the state and doing all these TV programs is that you are very much in favor of appointing judges instead of having them elected. Would you explain why?
I think that a selection system for a state to pick its state court judges is a great idea. I was in the state senate in Arizona back in the 1970s, and Arizona, like Nevada, elected all its state court judges. And it wasn't a very successful method of picking the best judge. And I supported a proposition like that now available in Nevada for a merit selection system for Arizona's judges, and I worked very hard to get support for it. Met with lots of radio and television commentators and so forth, and we managed to get voter approval in Arizona for it. And I can tell you, it made an enormous difference. It was so beneficial to the state. It just produced a better group of judges overall. It has continued to work well, and I just think that it's the way to go.
Do they have to have a retention election as they're proposing
yes.
here in Nevada?
Oh, yes. Okay. Because voters say, we don't want to give up our right to vote. Under a merit selection system, they don't give that up. But what they do is focus on the retention election. Somebody is selected through the system, serves a couple of years, and then they're up for retention by the voters.
Now, kind of the common name for this is the Missouri Plan, passed in Missouri in 1940 to kind of combat the Pendergast machine.
Yes.
And it looks like Missouri today is reconsidering this, and they're actually looking at the direct election of judges. And the argument there is it's become too elitist, our selection. You know, it's lawyers picking judges. It's got away from the people. It's more kind of the back room or the country club.
Missouri may have to adjust its system a little bit to make it work more satisfactorily in today's world. I doubt they're going to dump the system. If they reconsider it and figure out ways to make it better, that's a good idea. Missouri could improve its system. It could make its nominating commission more broadly based. They should. It shouldn't just be a bunch of, you know, a handful of lawyers.
So who would be the, I mean, in a perfect world, who would be the folks selecting judges?
Well, under a merit selection system, the nomination is proposed by a group of citizens, ideally more citizens than lawyers, although you'll have a few lawyers on board, you don't need many. And those people have to be selected, often in states like Arizona. The governor selects some, and other groups select others, and you end up with a very broadly based group of people.
But isn't it still inherently political?
No. I don't know what you call political. It is a system of nomination. But it is coming from a broadly based group of citizens that include a few lawyers, and they consider applications from people who want to be judges. And you get lots more applications from people who say, look, I'd like to be a judge. I don't really want to run for political office, but I'd like to be considered. You get more applications than you'd ever see from people if they had to run for office in some political election. So you get a whole bunch of applications, and the commission reviews them with a lot of care, and they're made public. They are published, and they're available to every citizen in Arizona, and they can see who's being talked about. And if you know something, you communicate that to the commission. It works beautifully.
In a few years ago in Nevada, there was a decision where the court overturned a voter-enacted supermajority to pass a tax increase, and people were outraged. And I think that's when people in this state really started paying attention to, at least on the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. those folks that we elect. I was really excited when those elections came up because you could hold those people accountable for overturning something that voters had approved overwhelmingly.
Well, you know how you can hold people accountable under a merit selection system? That judge's name comes up before all the voters after 2 years of service, and every so often thereafter, you can vote him out.
Now, doesn't he still have to raise the money? I mean, isn't that still kind of the political process to be retained?
No.
So you can't have a campaign to, say, retain Judge X?
Well, you could, but I think what we've seen in states that have merit selection is nobody raises a bunch of money because you rely on the information given to the voters about the judge. You have, under a merit selection system, a system of evaluating how the judge is done.
Who decides that? I mean, is that the Bar Association that does that?
No, that's part of the system. And you get to review as a citizen all the records. They keep records of every person who enters the courtroom of a judge. The jurors, the witnesses, the lawyers, the litigants, they're all asked to rate the judge. How courteous are they? How did they do? Everything. And that is all a matter of public record, and it goes to a university which collates all the data, and that is made available to the voter.
Okay, I'm going to be very selfish here and hold you over for another 6 minutes because we've got so much more to talk to you about.
Yes.
So the producers are going to shoot me right now, but that's fine. We're going to take a break.
Good.
More with Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor after this timeout.
Okay.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244. Or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Is your child happy in school? There is another way. Bluefield Prep is a values-driven college preparatory school for grades 3 through 12 that offers affordable instruction completely online and puts the power to direct your child's education back in your hands. Whether your child needs to be more challenged or your child needs more time than a traditional classroom allows, Bluefield Prep has a solution to fit. Call today to receive the free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education. Join thousands of other families who are taking control of their child's education by discovering online education. Bluefield Prep offers a fully accredited academic program overseen by a team of qualified, caring instructors. Bluefield Prep even offers an early college option that can save thousands in college tuition. So call the number below today for your free pamphlet, A Parent's Guide to Online Education, with no obligation, or go online to bluefieldprep.com. Every child deserves to be happy in school, so don't wait. Call Bluefield Prep now. You'll be glad you did.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers for an unprecedented four segments on our program in a row. Sandra Day O'Connor is here, the retired Supreme Court Justice. We're talking about appointing judges, which certainly Senator Raggio has been very prominent in pushing this in the state.
With retention elections.
With retention.
Don't leave that out.
With retention elections.
Because the voter has the last say.
You know, one of the things that people talk about with the idea of appointing judges is that every time we have an election in this state, if especially in the Supreme Court races, if somebody runs without any opposition, there's a collective sigh of relief from the legal community that they don't have to raise up this money. And there are those that say that the idea of appointing judges instead of having elections just is going to save the law firms a lot of money.
It isn't just the law firms. We need to keep cash out of the courtrooms. It doesn't belong there. The framers of our Constitution did a great job, don't you agree?
Of course.
All right. And when they drafted the Constitution for the United States, they created a judicial branch with judges who are not elected. They are appointed by the president with the advice and consent of the Senate. That's how every one of our states started in life. When we got the United States Forum, none of them elected their judges. It wasn't until about the time of Andrew Jackson, who was a great populist, when he came along, he started trying to tell states, oh, well, you ought to elect your judges. And a few started to do that. The first was Georgia. It was a mistake. We do make mistakes now and then. That was one. But you don't want cash in the courtrooms. You do not want judges having to run campaigns that require contributions. Who's going to contribute to
Why
a judge?
Why are judges different than a legislator or a governor or people in the executive branch?
It's the job of the judge to make an absolutely fair, impartial decision. There has always been one safe place in our country where people could go for a fair, unbiased decision. That's the courtroom. You're not going to have that if you have elected judges and cash coming in. Who gives the cash? It's lawyers that are going to appear before that judge. They want an inside track. They've given a lot of money. They expect the judge to treat them differently. And it just isn't the way you get fair, impartial justice. It's absolutely the wrong way to go. And people, if they think about it, are going to realize that. And it's much better under a system where the voters have the right to look at the judge and their track record and say, That judge is not the kind of person we want. Vote him out.
Shouldn't that be, you know, we talk about the different branches of government.
Yes.
Do you think our media does a really good job of covering the court system and
no.
giving...
Do is you?
It, not at
no.
all. And I wonder why. Is it because they and no offense to you, Sam, member of the media, is it because they're ill-informed or it's just not...
They
not
don't know the
them.
Details of the legal issues, and very few cases are really of interest to a television station. You want the murder case or the, you know, something that appeals to the public. The average day in and day out case is not of interest. And they don't do a good job describing it.
But you really don't believe that that the retention elections would just bring all that same money back in?
They don't. I've lived through it in Arizona. We did it in 1974. We've had it ever since. No, the money does not come back.
Okay. A question that came up was, how does this change the amount of women on the court? Or how did it change in Arizona?
Well, that's interesting, because when we enacted it, we had about one woman on the appellate court level in Arizona. She became the first woman Chief Justice in America. But we didn't have a bunch of women judges. And what's happened since is, under the merit selection system, 30% of the judges are now women. That is an enormous gain. And the other thing that has happened is that 20-some percent are now minority people. And we didn't have any in
now,
Arizona.
In Missouri, they argue, the opponents of the Missouri plan have argued that the opposite thing has happened there as far as getting minorities on the bench, and it kind of has become that country club elitist selection of judges. So I think that there are
I
places...
I don't have statistics on the current Missouri plan, but I sure have them on Arizona and a lot of other states that have implemented it. And, I mean, these western states, Colorado, Utah, Arizona, they're all merit selection systems. Nevada's the holdout. And maybe it'll see the daylight. I hope so.
Why do you think the public is not getting it at this point?
I don't know. I think probably they haven't thought about it. And my hope is that with programs such as this and an opportunity to think about it, that the public in Nevada will feel, as all their neighboring states' publics have done, that yes, we need a change. We can do better, and we will do better.
And
they'd be glad.
You know, in talking to people who have followed this issue,
yes.
One of the things they are very concerned about is it seems like it's taking a right away. It's a right that they have now where they have the direct election of judges.
I know,
and that's a right that's
going to go away. Answer, but it's not so. It provides a means of better voter information so the voter can evaluate and then get rid of someone they don't like.
And
it works.
And that's where we have to leave it.
Okay.
We are thrilled to have had you on the program. Anytime you're in the neighborhood, in Las Vegas or Reno, would love
Thank
to have you.
You
back on the program.
Thank you. Well, it was nice to
talk
be here.
Talk to you for hours.
It.
Thank
There's
you.
There's so much more to say, and
Thank
the
you.
Time goes too quickly,
it
doesn't
does.
It?
Thank you so much. Sit right there. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
If you or a loved one was diagnosed with mesothelioma or any other asbestos-related cancer, call now. Mesothelioma is a rare cancer, one of many linked to asbestos exposure. Exposure to asbestos in mills, shipyards, or in the heating, construction, and automotive industries may have put you at risk. Secondhand exposure to people close to you may have also resulted in mesothelioma. Please don't wait.
Call 1-800-893-7993. That's 1-800-893-7993. I'm a non-attorney spokesperson for James Sokolov, Wellesley, Mass.
Sharon Angle's new attack ad. More crazy talk and outright lies. This fence, it's Harry Reid who got 400 miles of new barriers, 4,000 new border agents, drones, even the National Guard. And Reid never has and never will support Social Security for illegal immigrants. He wrote the bill opposing it. Remember, it's Sharon Angle who says she'd wipe out Social Security and Medicare, and Harry Reid who's protecting it for Americans.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message. News 4's Fact Finder team, going the extra step to get the facts.
Here's the facts we've been able to gather so far.
How do you know how efficient it is if you don't even know how many you're responding to?
Getting the whole story.
If the city's broke, why is it giving out money? Is that absolutely necessary to have both REMSA and Reno Fire respond on a priority 3 call where someone maybe is just sick?
When accuracy matters, turn to News 4, Nevada's Fact Finders.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have great guests as always here. Greg Westfall is here. He's the resident agent for the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
And Liz McMenamin with Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you both here. Wanted to just ask you a quick question right off the top about the raids that have been going on with medical marijuana places in southern Nevada. What can you tell us about this?
Well, those raids were conducted about 2 weeks ago, and they're still under investigation right now. So the information is limited. However, as time goes on, it is an upcoming issue with the state of Nevada, as it was in California. So we'll continue to look at those and investigate them where we see appropriate.
The president has kind of backed off on going after our marijuana as a national plan. Do you think we're ever going to get to the point where we're going to see the DEA no longer going after folks for marijuana?
At this point in time, it's still against the laws according to the Controlled Substance Act, and we will enforce those laws.
All right, let's talk about the topic that you guys wanted to come here for. Which has become a big issue around the state, and now you guys have taken it to another level, which is this whole question of prescription drugs and what kind of danger they are causing for our communities across the state. Would you give us a little elaboration on that?
Well, as you know, Reno here, Reno PD, Joined Together Northern Nevada, and a couple of other organizations got together over a year ago and implemented a take-back program. It was amazing to see just here in Reno that the last one in April, we took back over 93,000 pills. So the fact of the matter is these drugs are sitting in somebody's medicine chest. They're available to young people who have no idea what it is they are messing with when they are messing with a prescription drugs and taking them and thinking, well, the doctor gave it to my mom, my dad, my grandma, my aunt, whatever, and so they must be safe. Well, they are. They're safe with the usage that they're prescribed for, but they're not safe for these young people to grab and take and take at whim. So I'll let Greg expand a little bit on what they're done nationally, but this has now gone out on a national level thanks to the DEA.
Well, I was just wondering if we need a national prescription drug take-back day. This is nationwide, 93,000 pills in Reno alone. Is this a sign that doctors are prescribing too much medication for patients?
Well, I don't know if we can jump to that conclusion at this time. What I think more importantly is that this is an issue where people don't know how to get rid of their prescription drugs, and sometimes they're not aware and they're just storing them for the next time they happen to get sick or they have pain or whatever. And what we're trying to do is provide them with a mechanism to get rid of the expired, unused, or unwanted medications, which has been a huge problem over the years. If you ask numerous people throughout the community, they don't know how to get rid of it. Some people will say, well, I just flush it down the toilet. Well, we all know that that's not the appropriate way to do it. So I think that the federal government, state and local governments have seen this as a problem, and we're trying to offer a way for people to get rid of it and in a safe and according to the rules and regulations of both federal and state policies.
Let me ask you from a legal point of view. I mean, because Liz has talked about this on the program as well in the past, as well as the Attorney General, that kids are having parties where they all show up and they pour all these prescription medicines into a bowl. People grab handfuls of these meds and have no clue what the effects are going to be. How do you deal with that from a law enforcement point of view?
Well, Sam, that's a very challenging thing to do, because if you look at some of the things that we're faced with every day and that we're criticized for, is it's punishing the end user. And so when we sit there and say, you know, that's why a national take-back program such as this is so important, because this is easy. You know, we're basically taking the drug dealer right out of the street because it's coming out of your own cabinet, your own medicine cabinet, or my own medicine cabinet. So we're taking that source of supply of the medications away. So that's an easy step. The next step is then to find, like you're saying, how do we track and how do we prosecute or investigate the doctor shoppers or the people that are getting the prescription drugs? And I don't think it's the doctors overprescribing. It's people exploiting the system and getting more drugs and then taking it to sell for illicit purposes.
Now, this particular drug back day, for some of our listeners, it will have already gone past, but it's being held Saturday, September 25th. Tell us the regions across the state where it's going to be going on.
We're going to have, here in Reno, there will be five locations, three Scolaris, a Walgreens, and a Save Mart. Carson City is going to have three Save Mart locations for you to be able to go to. Lyon County, you can go to the Senior Center, and in Dayton, you can go to the Senior Center. In Las Vegas, it's being handled a little differently. There are five metro locations, but there is a DEA website.
And we're going to put that on our, we'll put that on our links at NevadaNewsmakers.com, and people can go there and find out all the locations.
Right. What you can do, Sam, is you can put in your zip code, and it'll give you the closest location within 10, 20, 100 miles away from you, whatever your zip code is. Just to let you know, as of right now, we're at 3,400 sites nationwide, and in Nevada alone, including our rural areas, we're at 35 sites.
Okay, well, and that's where we got to leave it, folks. We're out of time. Thank you both so much for being here. We appreciate it, and we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Thank you.
On the next face-to-face are the oft-forgotten candidates on a less-traveled campaign trail. Sometimes they belong to third parties. Sometimes they take on entrenched incumbents with no chance of winning. We'll hear from two of them on the next face-to-face.
This can't be happening.
Of course it's not happening.
Armored car.
Listen, having money isn't about luck. Make your own coffee, save $1,000 a year. Feed me.
Feed the pig.
Illegals sneaking across our border, putting Americans' safety and jobs at risk. And what does Harry Reid do? He comes out opposed to Arizona's tough new immigration law. Nevada families struggling with the nation's highest unemployment. Harry Reid, he votes to give special tax breaks to illegal aliens and to give illegal Social Security benefits, even for the time they were here illegally. Harry Reid, the best friend an illegal alien ever had.
I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
Why should you hire a personal injury attorney? To prevent insurance companies from taking advantage of you.
That way, you don't have to go it alone. You need someone to fight for you.
When you're injured, it can change your life. And life-changing decisions need to be taken seriously.
When you hire Bob and me, all you need to worry about is getting better.
And let us get you back on track.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
The new Subway 250 Breakfast Combo. Best deal this side of sunrise. So come in and we'll make yours. Get a Western Egg White Muffin Melt and a 16-ounce cup of freshly brewed Seattle's Best Coffee. Just $2.50. Build your better breakfast today at Subway.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. What a lineup for next week. Dr. Joe Heck running against Dina Titus. Glenn Cook, editorial writer for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Bob Kroll, the mayor of Carson City, just back from China. And former governor of New York, George Pataki. It's all coming up on our next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.